Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's February 27th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released September 23rd, 2002.
Nazarene, we are deeply honored by your last statements, but I'm sure our listeners are going to have a question. You sound very much like my husband when you speak through him. Very little changes in his voice. Why is this?
Well, Alora, for several reasons. One, because Demetrius and I are brothers. Do not brothers sound alike? We come from the same place. We have learned the same things. We have the same attitudes. We very often speak the same way when we share lifetimes. This is a common phenomenon. And when I come through Demetrius, the more I sound like him, the less damage I do to him. Every time another soul comes into his body, it damages his brain. It damages his body because it is not supposed to be there. So by making my voice as much like his as possible, I do as little damage as possible to him. When we use someone, when we come through them, when we work with them, we try to do them as little harm as possible. That is the way things should be. Many times, Demetrius and I have traveled through life together. Many times, we have sounded the same. Many times, we have spoke for each other, and our voices have always been similar. Because ages have passed, that does not mean that things will change. Things are always the same with God. When God does his wonders, when God does his miracles, they're always the same, they're always pure, they're always true. That is why I sound like your dear husband, because he is so much like me, and I am so much like him. Without him, there could be no salvation. Without him, there could be nothing. We are so much a part of each other, we have to sound and be like each other. I hope your listeners will understand my poor explanation of these wondrous things.
Thank you very much for answering these questions.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you like fiction stories filled with action and adventure, you'll love Trouble in the Past by Speaker Gerald Pauly, featuring the Ancient One and his companions, the Axeman and Durga. You can find it free online at www.voicesfromspirit.com/tp/cover.htm. The Ancient One appears in many issues of Voices from Spirit magazine. We're back! Nazarene, I don't remember if we've covered this before or not, but we all know John Lennon is now an apostle. Could he also be called an angelic messenger?
Now that's a really tough question, Alora. It's really hard to answer because sometimes John does do this work. He goes out and carries messages for me, and he's very effective at it. He's reached several people. He brought the first people to you that were interested in the music, and he did an incredible job in that. It's too bad we couldn't get anything done with it. But yes, he has served this purpose, but no, he is not actually an angelic messenger. He is an apostle. He is one of my servants and one of my helpers in the kingdom of God. He carries on many duties, and he is now fighting in Lebanon to save those people from Hezbollah. And everything that he does is absolutely marvelous. Yes, sometimes he does serve the purpose of an angelic messenger, but he's not actually an angelic messenger. He is far, far above that, because he can do many other things besides. We are very specialized in the kingdom of God, Alora. People have very special abilities. Some people are very good at guiding people in the material world. Some people are very good at being messengers. Some people are very good at being healers. John is everything. He is just everything. That's what makes him an apostle. That's what makes him one of the special people, because he can do everything. And boy, can he do it well. No, Alora, he's not an angelic messenger. He's an apostle.
Wow, Nazarene. Couldn't we use a couple of hundred like him?
I don't know, Alora. I think that might be just a little bit too much. I don't think the world could survive it. I really don't think they could.
We'll be back again.